Hello and welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. If we didn't get to that part of the theme from The Magnificent Seven, I would have been very upset. In case you didn't know, that was the theme from The Magnificent Seven, which was co-opted by the cigarette manufacturer Marlboro and became the theme for the Marlboro Man, which is, a long-forgotten icon, probably just as well. This has been a very interesting show. The topic was bursts of expression, and I think in both financial, personal, and other ways, my guests Wayne Levine for The Men's Room and Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap and lastly Jim Scheinberg for Family Financial Matters each brought their point of view to this topic. I think there's no debate that how we communicate, the ability to communicate as quickly and as fast, is having an impact on us in every micro and macro way imaginable. Our kids have different relationships because they can tweet, they can Facebook, they can text. And the world has different relationships because tweets, texts, Facebooks, and videos from phones can impact the world as it is currently doing in the Middle East in highly dramatic ways and a little bit less so, but still very dramatic in our own country, particularly right now in Wisconsin with my new television, my new radio station. I don't know if you've gone video yet, WTDY, but I know that a lot is going on in Wisconsin, and again, I want to put my feelings out to Wisconsiners, and I'm not sure that's the right way to say it. What is it? I forget what you call someone who in Wisconsin. This is embarrassing given that you have the Super Bowl champs. Oh, my gosh. I stand very embarrassed being on live radio. But you know where my heart is. My heart is with all of you, and certainly with the with where our country is going, I hope for nothing but the best. I want to remind all my listeners that I have another website called BoomerTechTalk.com. That's Boomer like baby boomer, tech like technology, and talk like talk radio.com. And I have a new column on it called Blog, Blog, Blog. What is a blog anyway? Which is all about, in some ways, different forms of expression. What is a blog? What is an article? What is a column? What is an essay? Would welcome your thoughts. That's under Bruce Allen, under the Bruce column on Boomer Tech Talk. And then my 14-year-old does a comic strip in which he makes fun of this dad. It's called It's a Tech World After All, and the current one just was up today. It's in the family section, the comic section, and I would gratefully appreciate it if you'd go visit it. Current one is about the subject of Blu-ray. And it is always about something technological, and it is always making fun at my expense, even though I am not that dad, though my son will completely disagree. You can reach me, as I said, anytime at bruce@bruceallen.com. My column, A Dad's Point of View, appears in over 100 newspapers and columns worldwide. My radio show is now on several stations with more coming aboard each week. If you're interested, please give me a call or contact me at bruceallen.com. I want to thank my support team, first, the Unflappable, and the ever hardworking and helpful producer and engineer, Richard Dugan. Second, my cheerleader in chief, as he likes to be called, Les Carroll, who is our station manager. I want to thank you again for joining the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and I want to remind you, as I do each week, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.